This is Ted Kennedy. Women who are the victims of intentional sex discrimination should have the same legal remedies as victims of race discrimination, not second-class remedies that make them second-class citizens. Does Senator Al Simpson agree? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, we've made major progress towards guaranteeing full civil rights for women in recent years, including breaking the glass ceiling that keeps able women from advancing on the job. But a glaring double standard still relegates working women to second-class status in the eyes of the law, and it ought to be abolished. Victims of intentional race discrimination on the job are entitled to collect full damages for any injuries caused by the discrimination, but victims of intentional sex discrimination can't. A woman's legal remedy is subject to arbitrary ceilings based on the size of the firms where they work. That makes no sense, Al. The law should protect women from sex discrimination, Al, instead of protecting firms that commit discrimination.
Ted Kennedy is really against quotas? It is refreshing to see you finally own up that quotas are the ultimate form of discrimination. But really, Ted, what is the matter here? Are women in Massachusetts still drilling your teeth for slapping them in the face during the civil rights debate by capping their damages? I don't blame them. Action speaks louder than words, after all. Ted, while you Democrats were out shopping for the most expensive glass cutter, it was the Republican Civil Rights Bill that finally shattered the glass ceiling that kept women from taking the elevator to the rooftop executive suite. You see, Ted, Republicans are not against civil rights. We're only opposed to liberals like you who keep the most qualified person from getting the job. The voters agree, and that's why you'll see them handing out pink slips to Democrats in November. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on overwrought liberals in Congress and how their OSHA toxic exposure standards were struck down in court. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.